person, a serial killer, is responsible for shooting to death a person at their house and three homeless people. Los Angeles police and the mayor, Karen Bass, announced
24 hours ago, we announced there was a killer on the loose. Now he is in custody.
The U.S. announces it will reduce its methane pollution by 80%. 50 oil companies pledging to do the same. All this at the big U.N. climate conference in Dubai. Vice President Kamala Harris is there, also commenting on the Israel-Hamas war.
We believe Israel must do more to protect innocent civilians.
The fighting's resumed after a ceasefire expired. The 2023 Philadelphia Holiday Parade this evening celebrates all winter holidays, Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, the Chinese New Year. This is the Kingsway Regional High School Band. Number 8, Alabama, has beaten top-ranked and two-time defending national champ Georgia in the SEC championship football game. This is ABC News. Urging Israel to try to avoid hurting and killing civilians in Gaza, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
If you drive them into the arms of the enemy, you replace a tactical victory with a strategic defeat. So I have repeatedly made clear to Israel's leaders that protecting Palestinian civilians in Gaza is both a moral responsibility and a strategic imperative.
U.S. Defense Chief at the Reagan National Defense Forum in Simi Valley, California. With 11 states and Puerto Rico reporting higher numbers of COVID, RSV, and flu cases, this from ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton.
Washing our hands, of course, bringing our masks when we're in high-risk environments, getting updated on our flu and our COVID vaccines, and then taking advantage of those free COVID tests that are available with the United States at covidtests.gov, bringing those home and making sure that if you finding that your test is negative in the first few days, test again 24 to 48 hours later, just to make sure.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, The Rousers. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio, broadcasting across the Civic Media Radio Network. Hope you're having a great evening. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Connect with them right now at weikert-lakepoint.com. And by the ethical trade company, Goods for a Better World, located on Madison's east side, or find them online at ethicaltradeco.com. Brand new music on the way from Mickey Sunshine, also Heavy Looks, and we'll throw back with Sexy Esther. Right now, brand new music from Marsden. It's a double dip of Marsden. Here's his new single called Got the Time. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I've got time.
Kicking off your Saturday evening with some Marsden, a double dip of Marsden. That's Tune It Out from his 2022 album. That's the title track. And we kicked off the hour with brand new Marsden. It just dropped yesterday. Got the Time is the name of the CD. And according to Marsden's Facebook post about the song, if you listen to it, it will make you ugly cry for hours.
Oh,
I can't compose myself.
Glad I got on the waterproof mascara.
Yeah, Jimmy, no, I got a question for you.
Yes.
You always get this music that was like literally released yesterday.
He's got the touch.
How does that happen?
I spend hours in my office at home looking for music, listening to music so I could play it on Saturday night for the masses.
How do we get music to you if we have some new stuff?
Great question, Rocker.
I'm glad you asked.
No doubt. So you can, if you're in a band or if you're a solo artist, you have new music coming out, you have it up. If you have an event coming up that you want to talk about, send us an email, music@civicmedia.us. It's best to send your music as a WAV file or a MP3. Don't send me a streaming link because we can't play streaming links on FM radio. You know, that's a pro tip right there. And send us a little information about yourself. Hey, bro, here's my song. I might not listen to it. Because I want a little bit more. Why am I listening to the show?
Yeah, give me a little tease.
To the song, you know? Tell me about yourself. I want to know about you.
Yeah. Give me that email address again, please.
music@civicmedia.us.
US. Got it.
There you go. So anyway, Marsden, he's been a longtime friend, and his new music rocks. And we have to get him booked in the Layer Rocker. That's mandatory. Jimmy K., directive.
I'll see if I can book it by the end of the show, Jimmy.
All right. Speaking of show, we got more to come tonight, dude.
Oh, we do, Jimmy. Jen Farley, she should be in just a little while. Oi to the World. It's her new cabaret show that's happening in December here, and some other goodies. Chris Cousy from Northern Wisconsin, runner-up for The Voice. New music and tour, talking to Terry Barr. And in the Lair tonight, Corey Matthew Hart. He's going to be right here, multi-award winning singer, songwriter, Americana. And Maxine Kevy at 10 p.m., Jimmy. And, you know, I should let you know about people who are coming to the Lair in the near future. Mm. So maybe you can plan your Saturday night. You can be like, well, I got to stay home and listen to Maxine Radio because we have, like, literally concerts happening every Saturday night. This coming Saturday, next Saturday, Jimmy. The 9th of December is Elizabeth Mary and Paul Schluter.
How lucky are we to get Elizabeth Mary on a Saturday night?
I mean, it was a hard one to get, but we're going to have it. We don't have a show on the 16th, but then the 23rd is a double whammy. Are you ready for this, Jimmy?
I've heard about this.
Kelsey Miles and Katie Powderly.
No.
We're going to have back-to-back Live in the Lairs, 2 hours on the 23rd. That's Christmas weekend. And then Blame It on Kane, the 13th of January. The Almas are coming up. The Listening Party from Milwaukee. Joe Richter, Secret Menu we talked about. The UW Mad Hatters, Kaylin Cole, Butter Brick. So, you know, you can also, you know, entice us to book your band in the Live in the Lair right here.
That bio better be really good to get booked in the Lair.
And you want that bio to be good because you want to perform here and there. We're standing in it right now, and it's just this wonderful setup with this beautiful view of State Street and all this fantastic equipment and, like, some of the biggest fans, you and me and you over there, to root you on. So you want to be a part of this.
And we want you to be part of the show if you're out there listening. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Text us through the Civic Media app if you wish. Speaking of new music, so yesterday I was sitting in the office looking for new music, and look what I found.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Brand new Mickey Sunshine.
Yes!
Brand new Mickey Sunshine just came through the window and said, listen to me. Listen to me. I'm a brand new song about the boyfriend stealing a t-shirt. And it just happens to be a Beck t-shirt. How dare that bastard?
No, some people.
It's Mickey Sunshine on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Parking lot.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Mag Sync Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Sexy Esther and Pin Up. Yeah, Sexy Esther. They were awesome. That was from 2015. And Lindsay Evans is in a new band or has a new trio together, the Prairie Flowers. We're thinking Sharona. We don't know the last name of one of the people in the band, and then Dana Perry. I didn't know Dana Perry was in that trio with Lindsay Evans.
Wow, she kept that a secret from us, Jimmy.
My mind is blowing right now. Seriously, it is. Crazy. That was awesome. Heavy Looks before that, another great band from a couple years ago. I'm hoping they come out with some new music in 2024. I'm looking forward to that. I'm hopeful. Of course, that new Mickey Sunshine. Hope your evening is full of sunshine. Jimmy K. Rocker, KJ, fill it in for Terry Barr. And we got Jen Farley in the house. We're going to have a chat with her in a couple of minutes. We got The Lair coming up at 9 o'clock. Rocker, all kinds of great stuff. What's your favorite podcast that you've posted to Max Inc. Radio in the last couple of days?
You know, well, not that I've posted in the last couple of days, but there are so many of the Live in the Lair broadcasts that are amazing. So if you go to the website, maxincradio.com, and click listen, and you can just click right to see a list of all the layers that are up there. All of them aren't up there because there's so many. We're still trying to put them up there.
But all the recent ones are up there, though.
There are like two or three gin, chocolate, and bottle rockets up there, though, Jimmy.
I'm blown away when you were ripping out the best of show that we did last week. You said the count is like somewhere in the 100 shows?
It's close to 100 layers. I'd have to go back, but yeah, we've been doing them nearly every week since
blows me away.
2020, the fall of 2020. We started doing them, I think, right before the pandemic.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. We started the show in July. We started doing live shows like November or something like that. And then everybody got sick and we had to back off a little bit. But we still made it work in some way.
We actually didn't really back off that much at all. We still had shows. We still kept doing it.
Everybody had their own room at the studio that we were at. Everybody, like, you were in this room, we were over here, and don't breathe on me.
Oh, boy, it was a strange time, wasn't it, Jimmy?
It sure was. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can also call or text us in the Civic Media app. I'm still curious to know what your ultimate situation that could happen tomorrow night at the Packer game with Simone Biles and Taylor Swift coming to town for the Packer Chefs game. What do you think? Yeah, I said Chefs again. I'm stuck on that. I saw you both looking at me like that.
It's a power play. Anybody who isn't the Packers, Jimmy, we're just not going to say their name right.
Go Pack Go, by the way. You know, if the Packers win tomorrow, we're in the playoff hunt, surprisingly or not.
You playoffs? Know? Did you say playoffs?
I did say
playoffs. Don't jinx it. Don't jinx it.
All right.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
All the moments.
Earl wants to shoot, works around a man, shoot. Oh! Oh my God! Badgers upset top right North Dakota 4-3.
All the victories.
Engel holds his own, here's a shot, they score! Get ready, Milwaukee! The Badgers are on their way to the Frozen Four!
All the game winners.
Barnes back in, picked up.
Is Badger hockey.
The Badgers empty their bench and celebrate.
It's everything.
Everything. Keep it going, baby!
Badger hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Badger hockey is on the air.
From Bob Johnson Rink inside the Kohl Center in Madison, it's time for Wisconsin Badger hockey. Tonight, the sixth-ranked Badgers shoot for a weekend sweep of the Ohio State Buckeyes. Augustine Samuel is our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. Former Badgers defenseman and assistant coach Ian Perrin alongside. I'm Brian Posick. Well, the Badgers last night knocked off Ohio State by a 3-0 count to improve to 11-4, 5-2 in the Big Ten. The Badgers got a first period goal from defenseman Zach Scholes. Big goal late in the third period from Christian Fitzgerald. An empty netter from Cruz Lucius and Kyle McClellan. 29 saves for his third shutout this season. Ohio State, meanwhile, didn't play poorly, just couldn't finish. A team in seven Big Ten games has scored only 8 games so far and winless in conference play. Wasn't pretty last night, but the Badgers got the job done, and they'll try to do the same here again and make some hay on home ice.
Common terminology, a mucker. It was a mucker last night. There was not a lot of great individual plays by any stretch of the imagination. There weren't a lot of breakaways. There weren't a lot of missed assignments defensively. Anything that you were going to get was going to be 100% earned, that just proving to yourself that you're better than the guy across the way from you, your back-checking winger or your defenseman or whatever it is. So, yeah, there was not a lot of Connor McDavid, Cole Caulfield type situations out here, because I don't think either team has that type of player, to be honest with you. And you get into a situation where will take over, and If I know anything about Steve Rolick, his kids will work hard, and whether they lost 3-0 last night or 1-10-0 last night, they're going to be in a situation where they'll come back and play hard.
Yeah. And the Badgers head coach Mike Hastings expects the same of his club, which blocked 22 shots last night in that 3-0 shutout. We'll hear from the Wisconsin head coach coming up and scores from around the country as well and set the stage for the series finale between Wisconsin and Ohio State. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Mario fue pintor más de 30 años. Cuando me dijo que se le estaban olvidando las cosas, fue difícil. Un día me dijeron que pintara el marco del lado por dentro y pinté el lado de afuera.
Yo le di a la gente que le diga a su familia lo que está pasando con él.
Si algo se nota diferente, podría ser Alzheimer. Es momento de hablarlo. Visita alz.org/nuestrashistorias para saber más. Un mensaje de The Alzheimer's Association y The Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We're at the Kohl Center in Madison. Wisconsin wraps up its weekend series with Ohio State tonight. The Badgers 3-0 winners last night over the Buckeyes. Head coach Mike Hastings joins us here on the pregame show. And I know it wasn't the start you wanted, although Kyle Scholl scores his first goal as a Badger halfway through the first period. But Kyle McClelland again allows your club to relax a little bit, get its feet underneath, and then that paid off down the stretch.
Yeah, just exactly what you said. We didn't get out of the gates the way we wanted to. McClellan allows us to stay at zeros, you know, and then Schulte takes the ball by the horns a little bit, comes through the neutral zone, chips it in, forechecks himself, goes in, grabs it off the back wall, and finishes it. And so I know our bench was really energized because of the type of teammate and human being Schulte is, and to see him have some success and give us a lead. Then I thought we started, as the game went on, I thought we got better. And, you know, we needed to because our start wasn't what you wanted it to be, but I did like our finish.
Yeah, that was a big goal by Christian Fitzgerald.
It was, coming in, and Fitzy was, you know, gripping it a little bit. He'd had some good opportunities, and You know, there's peaks and valleys in a season, and to see him come down and release one, have it go in the back of the net to give us a little bit of breathing room and hopefully get a little bit of the proverbial monkey off his back. And hopefully he'll be comfortable enough to rip a few more tonight, because when he delivers it, it's got some pace to it. And I got onto the goaltender real quick and went by him. And so hopefully that'll continue.
Back to Zach Schultz and the defenseman. Do they have a green light to dump and chase, to join the rush, to be part of the offense?
We need him to be. It's hard to score in this game, I think, at this level. And you need, you know, we like to play a style that you hate to play against, and that's five guys up, five guys back. You better be, you know, you're comfortable, I think, getting up and getting into the offense. So to me, that's a good sign for Schultzy, because we've been trying to prod him to get up into the play a little bit, and I thought he felt comfortable doing it and was rewarded for it.
Yeah, we've seen Ben Dexheimer do it all season, and Joe Palatichuk looks like he's pretty good at it and running your second power play too. He's been a positive player for you.
He has been. I thought those two guys, and I appreciate you bringing them up, I thought both those two guys turned a little bit of the tide for us. They started to make some plays coming out of our end. So when we entered the neutral zone or we entered into the offensive zone, we had possession. We didn't have to go get it. And I thought that allowed us to have some end zone time that we didn't have in the first part of the game.
Badgers and Buckeyes again tonight. Wisconsin after a sweep. More with Mike Hastings in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin and Ohio State tonight, late face-off. It's goalie night. Bill Howard dropping the ceremonial first puck. We'll talk more about that here in just a bit. You know, we talked about Joe Palatichuk running that second power play last night. He had five of your at least 22 block shots last night. You know, that was when you've got guys laying out in front of the puck, it's not like the old days where they actually would lay out in front of the puck. They have, you know, they're taught how to block shots now. That was a pretty good effort last night.
You know what I saw? Definitely over the second half of that game. And him, I thought you saw Lindmark. And these are shots that were coming from the middle of the rink. I thought we defended very well with a lead, kept everything to the outside, and it was because those guys were giving them themselves at blocking shots. And that, if we can keep that mentality being a piece of our fiber on a nightly basis, we're going to be much more difficult out.
Yeah. You've been around for a long time. Sometimes power play works, sometimes they don't. I'm sure you're tired of me asking you about the power play, but you know, I think about it. I've watched a zillion hockey games. Just get pucks and bodies to the net. Shoot the puck, right?
You were part of our power play meeting today. Simplify, yeah. You know, and let's let's speed it up when we can and get it to the net and try and get second and thirds and make sure we're doing everything we can to not allow the goaltender to see it. Hopefully you're going to see Tassie. Hopefully you're going to see Bantle taking eyes away from the goaltender and then us finding a way to move it, get it there, and go get it again. So simplification, I think with our power play being a bit more aggressive, hopefully will, you know, be a remedy to what we've been wanting for a while. Yeah.
Unfortunately, William Whitelaw won't be able to play tonight. Hopefully, he'll be okay here soon.
Yeah, he's going to be day-to-day. Felt a little bit better this morning, and we're going to continue to monitor him and make sure we're doing what's in his best interest.
All right. Finally, it is goalie night, and a number of former Badger goaltenders will be here. There's a mask walk in the concourse in Section 107 and some doozies of old masks. I mean, there's and some great new ones, too. Brian Elliott's of 06, the national championship team, one of my favorites. But Bill Howard's going to drop the ceremony. Puck, a longtime goalie coach here at the University of Wisconsin. You finally had a chance to talk with him. He can talk your ear off. But, boy, I suppose, you know, you're new to this job. You're learning something every day about this program, aren't you?
Yeah, and you know what? I'll say from afar. You know, did get a chance, and I appreciate you, you know, making the introduction and allowing me to spend some time with him. I've known of him for a long time because, as I've said to you, the respect that I have anybody that's followed college hockey, followed Badger hockey, and some of the players that are going to be here tonight that, you know, this long time ago, this was goaltender you. There were, if you wanted to be a goaltender that was preparing to try and win a national championship or preparing to get to the National Hockey League and play at a level well beyond, he was somebody you wanted to study under, demanding, fairly. Just kind of says it the way it is. So my conversation with him was good. It was, you know, we started talking. He immediately went into what are we doing with our goalies? And it was a great conversation, and it's fantastic that he's going to be honored tonight along with all the goaltenders of past.
Yeah. And how he's going to do radio with Paul Brown next Friday night against Penn State, so keep that in mind too. That's head coach Mike Hastings, Wisconsin and Ohio State coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
into the building for the first time after the shooting. It was crippling, but it had to be preserved.
In response to the Pulse nightclub shooting that affected the LGBTQ community, Barbara Poma, owner of Pulse, founded the One Pulse Foundation to honor Pulse victims and survivors.
If you're an ally of this community, speak out. There are more of us together than apart. It is the power of love in its rawest form.
Join the fight for LGBTQ acceptance. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin and Ohio State here tonight, wrapping up their weekend series. Some special guests in the stands, too. I look to my left by the Crease Creatures, and Chris Chelios has just sat down in the top row. Actually, it's the large-headed Chris Chelios, the, what would you call them? It's like Mickey Mouse. It's like mascots, right? Yeah, mascots would. I think that's the right term, right?
I am 100% sure. Not 100% sure, but, you know, some people thought that Chris's head was that big when he played. His ego was.
Sure. Ohio State, a club that's 5-6-3, 0-6-1 in the Big Ten. It's struggled to put the puck away. This is a team that was picked by elite coaches to finish last this season, and you can understand after losing their, you know, all-conference goalie and Jakub Dobish and an All-American defenseman and Mason Lorai and so much scoring punch. So, you know, when you have what you have, how do you coach that? Knowing that, you know what, any given night, it just, you know, like last night, they played hard, just nothing would go into the back of the net.
Start from scratch. Yeah. I mean, you really do have to start from scratch, and you hit it right on the head. The one thing that a lot of the pro scouts and I talk about is that, is the transfer portal good or bad for college hockey? And, you know, you look at the situation here at Ohio State. They lose a leading scorer, All-American, all the rest of that stuff, who transfers out east.
Yeah.
And they get a fourth-line center from someplace else. Yes, he's got experience, but he's not that great. Transfer portal works great if you're getting quality players, but if you're just doing it to fill spaces or get bodies, that's a whole different story.
Buckeyes, only 34 goals scored in 14 games this season. They've given up 46, so they're being outscored by almost a goal per game. Wisconsin and Ohio State, two finals in from the Big Ten. We'll get to that here when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Warriors, Well, two games already complete in Big Ten play today. Penn State knocked off Minnesota 6-3 after a 4-1 loss to the Gophers last night. Ryan Kerwin, two goals and an assist for the Nittany Lions, who got 23 saves from Germantown's Noah Grannon. Meanwhile, Michigan held off Notre Dame 2-1. Frank Nazer and Dylan Duke both scored for the Wolverines, 28 saves for Jake Berchevsky. So looking at the Big Ten standings right now, Ian, Michigan State idle this weekend, 19 points alone in first place. Wisconsin and Notre Dame tied with 15 points. Minnesota's got 13, Michigan 12, Penn State 11, Ohio State only 2. Big game for the Badgers tonight. Win here tonight, you're within a point of Michigan State. They've played the same number of games, and the Spartans have the tiebreaker, having swept Wisconsin in East Lansing a couple of weeks back. Nevertheless, though, stay on pace as you head to the Christmas break.
Yeah, and it, momentum going into the Christmas break would be an amazing thing to have. It would be one of those situations where, again, next weekend being an important weekend too as you look at it, but it just seems like now that things are starting to level out in the Big Ten, it's Splitsville every weekend. One team gets hot on Friday, the other team rebounds on Saturday, or vice versa. You just get into a situation where I think the parity of the Big Ten, despite the fact that it's very high quality, the parity of the Big Ten is starting to come to a head.
Penn State will be here in Madison next Friday and Saturday nights to wrap up the opening semester. Let's take a look at tonight's lineups. First, the injury report brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. William Whitelaw, freshman forward, out of the lineup tonight, an upper body injury. Brady Cleveland, freshman defenseman, also not available tonight because of an injury. Sam Stango and Mellenbacher, both healthy scratches. Ohio State without its second leading goal scorer from a year ago, Joe Dunlap, still recovering from hip surgery. Ryan Gordon, a healthy scratch. Max Gilden out of the lineup, a veteran forward. He's got the flu. As far as the Quick Trip lineups, the top line for Ohio State and head coach Steve Rolick, centered by Caden Brown, the junior from Chesterfield, Missouri. Two goals, 5 points in six games. He missed the first eight games this season with an injury. Thomas Wise, the freshman right winger from Madison, a goal and 5 points. And on the left wing, Cam Thiesing. He's got 2 goals, 6 points this season in 14 games. He's a very pesky player. He mixes it up. He leads the team with 14 penalties, but he also had 15 goals a year ago. They're not getting that goal scoring that they got a season ago from guys like Thiesing or Burnside. Without Dunlap, obviously, too, they've got to find other guys to put the puck in the back of the net.
Well, and I don't think anybody expected that Caden Brown would be the playmaker that he was anticipated to be when he was here. He hasn't been able to do that or replicate that again.
As for this defensive pairs, starting with co-captain Scooter Bricky, the 6'4", 215-pounder out of the state of Michigan. He's with sophomore Damian Carfagna. And in goal, it's 6'1", 175-pound junior Logan Turnis from North Vancouver, B.C. This season, he's 5'6", 3", with a 301 goals against and a 905 save percentage. He was good enough last night for Ohio State to win that game.
Yeah, and I can't fault him on any of the goals. You take a look at the first two goals in particular. When Scholl scores that goal, it's one of those deals where there's so much traffic in front of him, and he just turned and spun and shot it. I thought maybe it hit somebody, but I don't blame the goaltender for one of those. He was outside of his crease. And the second goal was just like, holy crap, this guy's coming fast at me. I better get out and try and cut down the angle. And what does he do? He just threads the needle.
Yeah, Christian Fitzgerald's goal. As far as Wisconsin's Quick Trip lineup, the top line from left to right is sophomore Cruz Lucius out of Grant, Minnesota. Scored his team-leading seventh goal, an empty netter last night. Senior David Cilia out of Ontario. He's got a goal in 11 points this season. And Matthew D. St. Fowl, who had missed the previous three games with an injury. 5 goals, 12 points in the 13 games he's played tonight. The starting defenseman, Daniel Lodge, the junior out of Altoona, and senior Anthony Kerr, and Kyle McClellan in goal, the junior, or beg your pardon, senior from Manchester, Missouri. He's 10-4 with a 180 goals against and a 933 save percentage. Opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers live on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK in Amory, Your local station is the best place to catch the excitement of every Badgers play and every score.
It's your hometown radio refreshed. And check out even more live programs with specific content designed just for you on the free Civic Media app. It's the way to take your favorite local station with you wherever you go. Search the app for other Wisconsin sports broadcasts, your local news, information, or music shows live, or listen to podcasts anytime, anywhere.
And keep it here. More live coverage of the Wisconsin Badgers coming up on your local Civic Media radio station, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK in Amory.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you. Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you. Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if